With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's official. It is the Trump-Vance ticket. Former President Trump, now the Republicans' 2024 standard bearer, has chosen Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate. Senator Vance says during the Trump presidency, our economy was roaring, our border was under control, our cities were safe, and we were respected overseas. Night one of the Republican National Convention featured the president of the Teamsters Union.
Sean O'Brien told the crowd he was honored to be the first Teamster in the union's 121-year history to address the Republican National Convention.
Today, the Teamsters are here to say we are not beholden to anyone or any party.
He said he was here on behalf of working-class Americans. O'Brien did not endorse Donald Trump, and the Teamsters may not formally back any candidate in what would be a blow to Joe Biden, who enjoys union support. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
And there is an added layer of security at the Republicans' gathering.
Even before the weekend assassination attempt on Donald Trump, some 4,000 police officers had been scheduled to be here in Milwaukee to provide additional security. Their presence isn't hard to see or feel as one tries to get around anywhere near the convention center. At various checkpoints, I've spoken with officers from Indiana, Oregon, and Ohio. Just a handful of the more than 20 states sending reinforcements.
SRN News correspondent Bob Agnew in Milwaukee. Also at SRNnews.com, hundreds of thousands of utility customers without power across parts of the Midwest, battered by powerful storms, numerous tornadoes last evening. At least one death is blamed on the storms. An Indiana woman died when a tree fell on her home. The National Weather Service confirms a tornado touched down in Des Moines, Iowa. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 8 points. This is SRN News. A fight for religious freedom in Indiana.
John Kluge is a high school music teacher who won't refer to boys as girls and girls as boys because of his Christian faith. At first, Brownsburg High School accommodated him, then it reversed itself, telling Kluge he would have to embrace transgenderism or lose his job. He quit and filed suit, now standing before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. America's courts are beginning to fill up with similar cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Alabama has agreed to forego an autopsy of a Muslim inmate who is scheduled to be executed. Keith Edmund Gavin said the post-mortem procedure would violate his religious beliefs. The 64-year-old inmate is scheduled to be executed July 18th by lethal injection at a South Alabama prison. Gavin was convicted of capital murder for the 1998 shooting death of William Clayton Jr. in Cherokee County in Northeast Alabama. This is SRN News. Fast-moving wildfire threatening homes on the Hawaiian island of Kauai.
Residents of about 200 homes in Kaumakuani, a rural community on Kauai in the Hawaiian Islands, were evacuated as firefighters tried to stop a windswept brush fire that broke out around noon on Monday. Two shelters were opened. The fire was threatening multiple structures, and overnight the Kauai Fire Department confirmed that an outbuilding had been destroyed. Witnesses said that within half an hour of noticing the fire in the mountains, it had moved to two football fields away from the town. People were running out with suitcases, and the air was filled with smoke. I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump Vance campaign reportedly getting a big cash infusion from a man who has quite a bit to give. The Wall Street Journal reports Tesla and ex-chief Elon Musk says he'll donate roughly $45 million a month to a super PAC that supports Mr. Trump. The paper cites people who it says are familiar with Musk's plans. More details at SRNnews.com.